I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hiya, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
It's now May, and Brewster is celebrating spring with its annual three-day Brewster in Bloom Festival that starts on Friday.
Well, this is a celebration that is in its 33rd year and that happens all over town with all kinds of organizations and businesses contributing in some small or big way. And the big opening event is at 7 o'clock Friday night at the Brewster Baptist Church when the Brewster Band has its season opening concert this year called Swing into Spring, a tribute to the big band era. Then some other main events happening over the weekend will be the Arts and Antiques Excursion, which is a self-guided tour of art and antique galleries that takes place all 3 days. Then on Saturday, there's the 5K Brewster in Bloom Run that starts at the Brewster Inn and Charter House at 10 a.m. And there's a Kids Fest, which will be held from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at both the Laurel School and Drummer Boy Park. There's going to be an arts and crafts show with close to 90 artisan and food vendors happening from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday at Cape Cod Sea Camps. Then the Brewster in Bloom Parade will step off at 1 o'clock on Sunday from the Eddy Elementary School.
Wellfleet Preservation Hall is holding its first art exhibition for 2019, and it's titled Evocative Images, which is a collection of works with an unusual backstory.
All of the art in the exhibit is by Provincetown artist Carol Proctor, who was a cellist in the Boston Symphony Orchestra from 1965 to 2003. She recorded her world travels with that orchestra with photos, and those have become part of her mixed media artwork. 3 years ago, though, Carol got a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease, and that has also inspired her art. This show in Wellfleet is going to include her entire Alzheimer's series that expresses what her experience has been, and that is going to also include 20 collages that she completed before her diagnosis. There's going to be an opening reception for the exhibit from 3 to 6 p.m. on Saturday. There's going to be an artist talk at 4. Then the exhibit's going to be on view Friday through May 31st, and there will be an Alzheimer's support group talk from 3 to 5 p.m. on May 18th.
Highfield Hall and Gardens in Falmouth recently reopened for the 2019 season, and on Sunday we'll hold a welcome back open house with a lot of activities.
That free celebration is going to take place from 12:30 to 3:30 on Sunday, and it includes a garden tour with landscape director Terry Soares to teach visitors about Highfield's horticulture and a one-hour estate walking tour about the history of the overall property. Artists from the spring exhibitions, including author Molly Bang, are going to be there to greet people and talk about their work. And Molly's going to sign some books. And then there's going to be floral food and decorating demonstrations, plus a dance around a spring maypole.
Now, spring is the off-season for Santa Claus and his helpers. And when many of them travel in that spare time, they end up in Hyannis.
More than 60 Santas, actually, plus Mrs. Claus and some Santa's helpers, are going to be in Hyannis from Friday through Sunday for their annual three-day Northeast Santa Gathering. They've got some activities of their own planned at the Cape Codder Resort and Spa, but they're inviting the public in to have a pool party and swim with the Santas from 1:30 to 4:30 Saturday at the resort's water park. There's going to be reduced prices for passes to the park, photo opportunities, and kids' activities, plus there's a Santa raffle room, and proceeds from that room are going to benefit St. Jude Children's Hospital. Last year, the Santas raised more than $8,000 for St. Jude's.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.